A strong woman knows she has strength enough for the journey, but a woman of strength knows it's in the journey where she will become a true badass. Welcome to Big Dick Energy with Jasmine.
Big Dick Energy with Jasmine.
Unconventional, unapologetic, raw and real, serving today's woman. If it's mindset, fulfillment, motivation, purpose, life, business, marriage, and sex, we're talking about it with that big dick energy. Ladies, it's time to have some real talk with zero bullshit.
Zero bullshit.
And if the word fuck offends you, good. Welcome to Big Dick Energy. Now your host, Jasmine Daisy.
Happy Friday, fuckers. What is up? Big Dick Energy Friday with your hostess, Jasmine Daisy. It's been a fucking month. It's been a month, and I owe you all an apology. I'm sorry. I haven't been around. I've been fucking busy. I literally say this at the beginning of every podcast, but this is like, I think the longest I haven't put out content in a long time. And I apologize. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm fucking sorry. How can I make it up to you? Get on a coaching call with me and I'll tell you. That's my plug for the day. Happy Friday, fuckers. I'm so pumped to talk to you today. If you haven't checked me out on social media, first and foremost, crawl out from under the rock you are under, okay? Because it's Big Dick Energy with Jasmine. Get onto Instagram. Okay, and hop on to BDE with Jasmine Daisy. That's BDE with Jasmine Daisy, Big Dick Energy, right, guys? And check out my last post, okay? It's me, 20 pounds fucking heavier than I should be, full frontal bikini. I popped it onto social. I did the nasty today, and I want you guys to check it out. It's a great place to connect with me. You can also hit me up on Facebook, Jasmine Daisy. Drop me a DM. I am also on the World Wide Web. I'm on LinkedIn. You can check me out there. BigDickEnergy.com. Check out our website. Prices are being updated as we speak, so hang tight for those. But in the meantime, if you are looking to get in on some one-on-one and or group coaching with me, you're going to have to hit me up soon because I'm getting booked the fuck out. Okay, let's get into the episode, y'all. This episode is about marriage, okay? Or relationships, but in general, marriage. Fuck mediocre marriage. Fuck average marriage. Fuck mundane marriage. You're like, that's a long ass title. Fucking rights it is. So you get the point though, right? Fuck average relationships. Fuck them. Ew. And I've not always thought this and or said this, but I am currently living it. No disrespect to my husband. Y'all know I love me some Big D. But hey, ebbs and flows happen, and we happen to be in a bit of an ebb right now. And I want to discuss it because you know what? Not enough people are willing to discuss the things that are uncomfortable, right? People don't want to talk about being a little fat, which I did today online. Again, go check me out online, okay? Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere. I'm everywhere. But go look at that. People are not willing to get in their bikini that they can barely fit in and post a freaking half naked shot of their body online. Why? Because we're all scared of so many things, including topics. And that's why I love to cover the shit that people are scared to talk about. I really am, right? I'll talk about fat. I'll talk about sex. I'll talk about marriage. I'll talk about bad bosses. I talk about everything. And one of the ways that I do that is I bring my own life into it. I think it's so key. If I'm just reading statistics off of fucking Google, I mean, you guys can do that yourselves and save yourself having to hear the word fuck every 3 seconds, right? Like, let's face it. But why do you come here? Why do you come to Big Dick Energy with Jasmine? Not just to get offended or so that you have a reason to get away from your fucking insane children because Auntie Jazzy's gonna be dropping some F-bombs, right? You come here because it's real raw shit and you love that, right, you guys? Woohoo! Today is going to be a doozer. Like, I just slapped my thigh and it didn't stop moving for like 3 seconds after I hit it. Did you guys hear it? If you didn't, rewind and listen to it again. I got the Jello Jigglers going on today. But we'll talk about that on another episode. Okay, fuck average relationships, right, guys? Fuck mundane, fuck mediocre relationships. Fuck anything mediocre. Sex, work, any relationship. It should never fucking be less than exceptional. And if it isn't, even if it's just like, oh, it's okay, it's not good enough. Mediocrity is ordinary, right? Mediocrity is common. It comes from a lack of inspiration, actually. And it really means moderate ability and or moderate value, which is, again, this is like, I'm getting bored even saying the fucking words because it's so average. I'm going to bring up mediocrity in my marriage, like I said earlier in the episode. And there are 4 stages in relationships, right? And this is funny to me how it's considered that there are only 4 stages in a relationship. And like, where's the rest of it? The 4 stages of the relationship are: number 1, the initial meeting, the attraction, the would I suck on that or would I put my face in that? Would I put my ding dong in that? It's like, that's 1, right? Attraction, everything. 2, curiosity, interest, infatuation. That's where we're like stalking the profile, right? We're like me, really digging and fucking find out where this motherfucker lives so I can drive by his house and see what kind of car he has. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a quitter. Okay, guys, I'm not a fucking quitter. I will tent outside someone's house and fucking see what their shit is up to. I'm married now, so that's the old me, but you know what I mean? So that's 2, curiosity, interest, infatuation. I love that part. I love that part. 3 is called the enlightenment. And that's when you become a couple or not. But these are the stages of a relationship. So you are. The enlightenment is becoming the couple. And 4 is commitment. Okay, guys, so you're not sticking your dick in anyone else and you're not throwing your vag around to the fucking football team, girls. Put it away now, girls, okay? Zip that shit up. Commitment, engagement, marriage, right? There are literally no rules past the 4. Those are the levels. It's like, it blows my mind because this is me doing research and I'm going, there's no stages past the 4? Yeah, that's right, because typically marriage equates to death. Tell me I'm wrong. How many people right now are listening with or without their fucking spouse and going, yeah, like marriage is fucking bullshit. It kind of is, right? You get the fucking same dick every day or every year or month or whatever, you know, your habit happens to be. The fucking vagina never changes. It gets fucking looser. It doesn't get better. Shit doesn't get tighter. You know what I mean? It's the same mundane shit. I actually used to believe that marriage was great because you could secure that dick and ride that dick off into the sunset for the rest of your life. And it doesn't, it's, I've learned from being married that it is not like that. And I know there are exceptions to the rule. I get it. My sister, who is 44 years old. Fuck, she's old, man. 44 years old. I'm 42. So, I mean, not that old, but she's been married since she was 18 to the same guy. And as far as I know, they're still fucking. That's crazy. That's like, yeah, that's crazy shit. I've been married for 6 years. Sorry, I've been with Dave for 6 years. I've been married for 5 years. But you guys, where are the next steps? Like, there's the 4 stages of relationship. Why does it stop at 4? Because marriage equates to death. That's what I think. And I'm not saying my marriage is dead or everyone's is. I know there are exceptions to the rules, but I think that the confines of marriage often, more than not, and from what I see, result in people either being miserable and or stepping out and sucking other dicks and getting into other kinds of shenanigans outside of the marriage. I just don't see the average couple that are married happy. I don't. Like, truly happy. Oh, everyone can post for a fucking Instagram post, right? And smile. Let's smile like we fucking love each other. And you're all fucking sucking the dick when the fucking picture's taken. The fucking best friend's dick. Come on, guys. Let's be real, right? And let's not fake shit. Dave and I haven't posted a post together, like in love, lovey-dovey, for a while now. And the last time we did is like date night, and it just, we were in the mood, but that mood quickly left us. And it's like, why is that happening? When you start dating, right? When you're like in the beginning stages, it's like, oh my God. You can't get enough of each other, and you do special stuff, and you get creative, you get romantic. The text messages, right? The dick pics. Boys, I know you're dropping those down. And it's just like, what happens to that? What happens to that effort? And I think it gets lost in marriage. I think it gets lost in time. I think it gets lost in the fact that we are creatures of habits, and habits become mundane, and we just don't keep that fire lit. We don't keep ignited. Majority, I know there, again, are exceptions. My marriage now, Dave and I, okay, we are at, and this is where I'm going to get raw into the real shit, because people don't want to talk about their real shit, do they? We do at Big Dick Energy. Dave and I are at what I would call a crossroads in our marriage. So when we met 6 years ago, right, I was hot as fuck, but I was like, I was so sexy. But I was like a drunk, like a pothead. I liked doing my drugs and, you know, smoking my weed and drinking my drinks. And just like, I was reckless. Like, I didn't save money. I was like really frivolous with my shit. I was in real estate at the time. I was also director of sales and marketing for an industrial company. And I'm like, I had like three jobs when I met him. I also worked for the ministry with high risk youth. So I wasn't at lack of money. But I was frivolous with my money. Like, I'd sell a house, I'd get like a $30,000 check, and I'd be like, I'm gonna go buy a fucking truck. Like, it just, I was a fucking irresponsible asshole. And I would say, like, I was kind of like a bit of a loser. But the truth is I was just a lost soul. So when Dave met me, he's like 9 years older than me, you know, has his stuff, like semi together, you know, divorced 10 years and, you know, has a car. Which is great. Has a job, you know, like blue collar, like regular dude, right? And he showed up in my life. And Dave is a fixer by nature. He likes to fix things. And he was truly my knight in shining armor. And he showed up in my life in his, at the time, sexy black Dodge Charger, like rolled up literally, like first date in my life, just with like a shit eating grin on his face. And I was like, I'm probably gonna fuck this guy tonight. And I did. And I got pregnant. Whole other podcast. The first 6 months of dating was awesome. Like, that was probably like some of the greatest 6 months of my life. And why? Because my love language is fucking. You guys, like, I don't need money. I make all the money I need. I don't need a mansion. I fucking live in a fucking mansion. You know what I'm saying? I don't need the fancy, because I do the fancy. I get the fancy. What I do need is constant dick in my face, in my fucking ear, in my fucking mouth, in my belly button. Like, pick a hole, any hole. That's like kind of my rule. 6 months of our relationship, the first 6 months, was like, I got laid 3 to 5 times a day steady. Like, my vagina was like the Grand fucking Canyon. Hello, hello, hello. You know what I'm saying? And I love that, because that's my love language. I got to stay a hot mess also, being like that. I didn't have to stay responsible or any of those things. But then I got pregnant. I got pregnant the first night that I met him because I slutted out. He slutted out. We drank a lot of wine. We ate some charcuterie. We watched a Robin Williams movie and then freaking my vagina fell open, right? Because that's sexy. And I got pregnant. We moved in together. No joke. Within under a week of knowing each other. And we had a baby and got married. All of this, all within 1 year. So D got to pick up for 4 years, really, out of the six we've been together, got to pick up the pieces of the broken Jazzy. And we have lived, I would say, majority of our relationship in what I would personally call like a blissful dysfunction. You know, like we don't beat on each other. We don't like smack each other across the face and go like, you bitch, or, you know, you cunt. Like, we don't do that. But I'll tell you something. We sleep in separate beds. We do. Yeah. It's why I can't live in a house that doesn't have more than four bedrooms. I need to have my own bed. And there is a connection that is missing between him and I. Don't get me wrong. When we do fuck, it is extraordinary. Like, the sex is exceptional. I always have orgasms. He knows how to play with the hoo-hoo. He's good at what he does. Okay? That's never lacking, but it's like once a month. It's average. It's like below average to me, actually. So again, going back to fast forward 6 years later from meeting, and he no longer has the fuck face of a spouse that I was. You know, this guy had to come home from work to either a drunk or stoned or like just, yeah, like high off my ass chick. He's come home to me convulsing on the floor and having to call paramedics. We've had to, well, him had to call the police for me fucking going after, like, crazy shit that happens when you're fucked up. And that was me. But that is not me any longer. So no more alcohol, right? Y'all know that follow me. I don't drink. I won't drink. 6 months sober, clean. I don't smoke pot. I don't do the cocaine. Okay. I don't touch shit. I drink water, man. And a lot of coffee. No more drugs. No more alcohol. No more Netflixing all day on the couch. I have 100% turned myself by myself. Yeah, with the help of some others, but by myself, essentially, I have 100% turned myself into an entirely different human being. And I'm fucking proud of it. I look at myself, I look in the mirror for the first time at 42 years old, and I can say that I love what I see as a human being. Like, I'm proud of myself. Like, if I wasn't me, I would hang out with myself. I would roll with me. I'm cool shit, but I'm getting off track. I was, you know, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, I was below mediocre. I was below average. I was below the mundane. And I became outstanding. I did. I became outstanding. And for those of you rolling your eyes right now going like, this bitch is bragging. My good friend Jay Staniforth says, it ain't bragging if it's true. And I am. I'm a fucking legend. So with this being said, and with these radical changes that happened with me, so came what I call the great divide between my husband and I. Why? Because I am no longer the woman that needs fixing. And he no longer needs to be the knight in shining armor that has to save the damsel in distress, right? Like, so today, literally before making this podcast, that is, by the way, and as you can probably tell, unedited, uncut. This is all raw, real, everything, okay? We sat for hours today. Hours. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, talking. Is there a fix for this? I told him what the new me wants. I told him what the new me desires. And there is a deep love. Like, there is a very real and deep love between D and I. And with that being said, there is also a difference between being in love and loving one another. And as one of my mentors had said, like, love is not enough. You gotta have more. You gotta have something deeper than just love, right? Most couples that stay together, they ride on a wave of like, it's okay. Like, we've got like 75, 80%, like, we're good. Like, it's okay. It's good enough. And that, my friends, is mediocre and mundane and average. And as you know, I am allergic to average. I don't do anything average. This episode, and I know I'm not leaving you with like golden wise words of wisdom here necessarily, but this episode is one that is a part one of two, because I didn't get any direct answers from Dave as to where we're gonna go. Are we gonna part ways and try to find happiness apart from one another and still just have mutual love and respect for one another? Or are we going to be able to continue being a couple, right? And give each other what we both need for being people that are different from 6 years ago when it is that we met? That is all for today, folks. Okay. This is Jazzy, Big J, Jazzy Daisy, bringing you some big dick energy just in a different way today, because I really want to talk about these things that I feel so many people struggle with: being in unhappy marriages, pretending that they are, and you don't have to do it anymore. I'm not. I won't do it. And I'm not in an unhappy marriage. I'm just at a place where I'm going, I want these things, and if I can't have them, I move on. And if your standard is not at that level, you are living in mediocrity, my friend. Happy Friday, happy weekend, happy Easter. I look forward to part two of this, and I look forward to hearing from you all. Much love.
Peace.
You've been listening to Big Dick Energy. Unconventional, unapologetic, raw, real, and authentic. All about today's woman. Zero bullshit. Jasmine is a serial entrepreneur, sales and negotiations master, a mom and wife who's done it all. And we do mean all. We hope you enjoyed the show. We know we had fun. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. Hook up with us on social media. See you next time on Big Dick Energy.